What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
Okay, well.
Beautiful.
How are you?
Good. Touch and go, but good.
What's going on?
I was just telling you. Well, okay. So yesterday I went on an adventure day and I literally said to myself, okay, because the day before that, long story short, the day before that, I was like, I've been working on self-worth. So I was like, I'm going to go into Bloomingdale's and like tell my, like, be like, oh, you could pay $1,000 for a pair of pants. But then I didn't really do that. And then I actually felt worse about myself. So then the next day I said, bitch,
wait, you didn't
you're
do
going
what?
Shopping.
You didn't go in and spend $1,000 on pants?
Well, I just went to the sale section and then I like didn't feel, I don't know what I did.
Do you have $1,000 to spend on pants?
I think that if I have pants that are $1,000, I'll walk around like $1,000.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
What?
Do you have $1,000 to spend on pants?
I mean, like, it wouldn't be, if I had a financial advisor, they'd be like, that's not the greatest idea, but you know? It's a mindset.
Well, yeah, but it's a mindset if you can do it.
Right. Well, it's just me knowing I could, okay?
I want you to go up to a homeless person and be like,
no,
you should go spend $1,000 on pants.
Stop! You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm working on stuff. And then the next day I said,
I think you should attach what's the word?
Self-worth?
No. Fiduciary. Like, you could get pants for $5 and feel like $1,000,000.
Yeah.
I'm saying don't attach financial things to self-worth. Because then if you don't have money, what are you going to do?
That's actually a great point. I think it's more the idea of it. I don't want to feel inferior to it. I want to feel like I could. I choose not to.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Okay.
But I'm saying get a pair. Like, you could get a pair of $5 pants, march into the $1,000 pants section, and be like, how fucking ridiculous. These pants are $1,000 when I look... like, these are even more expensive, and I paid $5.
That is true. Another problem was I wasn't feeling my best.
Yeah.
Which I think if I was dressed feeling great, I'd be like, yeah, I could buy this, or I could also find it somewhere, because I'm a fucking finder and thrifter and finder.
Yeah. Some days are
also
just...
low-rise jeans are back. Low-rise pants are back, and it's so upsetting. I am devastated.
Haven't they been back?
Yeah, but I just like can't believe I can't even find high-waisted stuff.
They're removing the high-waisted off the shelves. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, like all the new, that's what I'm saying. All the new pants, it's like are low. Like the option is low. And also this summer there's no color. You know me. I'm looking around at these stores and I'm going, where's my fun summer stuff? Where are the color?
What
no
store
color.
Did you go
Everything
to? Bloomingdale's?
Everything is beige and white.
Is that what you said?
Well, then the next day I went to a store called Other People's Clothes, which is really fun in Brooklyn. And then Anthropology, which is like normally a really great store. I like love Anthropology, but there was nothing.
Well, I don't think you're going to find your style at a rich person store, if that makes sense. Rich people like plain things.
Beige. I know, but some
rich people like collar things and stuff, but they get them in like fun places. Like, it doesn't surprise me at all that Bloomingdale's doesn't have something you want, because you're not a Bloomingdale's bum.
No, that's true. I went to Bloomingdale's. I was like, maybe I'll get a fun swimsuit, because I'm like, maybe I should invest in, like, I think that I like to wear pretty swimsuits and it makes me feel comfortable.
And sometimes so then with I was swimsuits, like, maybe it needs to be like quality.
Right. Especially if you've got big tatas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, let's get them where they got to be. Let's. Yeah. And also, like, you know, you can't for you me to structure. Wear a halter top. Yeah. If I wear a halter top, I can't move my neck for 4 days. That's 10 pounds on my neck all day.
Yeah.
Jiggling and jaggling. It's too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I said, oh, maybe I'll do that. And then I said, maybe I'll buy a really pretty dress. And everything didn't really work out for me. But that's okay.
It just wasn't meant to be. Some days aren't shopping days.
That's the truth. And honestly, I think I messed up because I brought like a bag with me because I was like, I'm going to buy clothes today. And like whenever you plan to buy clothes is like when you don't. And whenever you don't bring a bag and I have to buy a bag and I'm like, ugh, it's like that's when you find great stuff. You know,
it's the same as like some days if you take a picture and I'm like, you take 50 pictures and you're like, I don't like any of these. And then it's like, today's just not a picture day. It's just not going to happen.
It's just not a picture day. It turns out I'm not even behind my eyes. I'm somewhere else. Yeah. So I did that yesterday and I still had a really fun time. And I was just walking. I did so much walking and I actually wore these really fun pants. But turns out, you know, when pants are a certain material and it's fucking summer and then your thighs are bleeding. I was like, I felt like I was back at a water park 10 years old. Walking around as if I was dying.
Yeah, the summer, you know how I feel.
I know. Summer's it's chafing hard. Season. It real. And I went into Zara and I said that it was a personal attack on myself for sure.
I hate stores.
And I hear in you general. On that.
I've never walked into any of the aforementioned stores and left being like, what a great experience.
Yeah, I know.
I leave every clothing store like...
That was hard.
That was hard.
That was harder than it should have been. Anyone?
Or I'm like, this isn't going to fit when I get home. And then it doesn't.
Oh, you don't try on?
Sometimes, but not often.
Yeah.
Bust enough seams in the dressing
room. Right, right. And you say, no, thank you.
One time when we were working for a certain company doing a photo shoot at a certain store that sold certain bridal type dresses.
Oh, yeah.
That has since gone out of business.
Oh.
And I had to wear like five different bridesmaids dresses. I think I busted the seam on three of them and just literally pretended like I did not.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Handed them right back to the girl and was like, thank you. All set with that one.
Yeah, all set. Thank you. Well, the good news is, unless I'm wrong, but I think those are just like to try on. So it's fine. They can fix it. It's not like they would sell them, I think. Or
I'm pretty
sure
they sell them. They're not brides.
Okay.
They weren't bride.
Okay.
They were bridal.
Bride.
Bridesmaids.
Bridal. Right. Bridesmaids. Listen, who hasn't busted a seam?
They were
gorgeous. And literally gone, oh my God. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday, I think I was trying on a dress and then I took it off and I saw my makeup on it and I went, that's bad.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
That was me. That was me.
Whatever. If you're going to let people try on, what are you going to do?
Let me say one more thing that I think is wild. Like, I think wearing, I like to wear some tight things sometimes, but a tight dress in the summer, especially if you have to zip it, I'm like, do we hate ourselves? Do we hate our... I was trying to get this one dress on with a zipper. I was by myself and I said, I'll die. I almost asked the girl. I said, could you zip it? But then I went, I'll never put this on in the summer. This is a nightmare.
Also, anything that I need someone else to help me do, I'm like, I can't buy this. Who's going to help me put it on?
I know, I was sweating so much. Like, I do think certain stores, which this is the difference between sometimes a nice store, like Bloomingdale's, it's like so much room in the dressing room, good AC. You're like, this is great. The lighting's lovely. You go to a store where you save money, it's like There's no AC. So you're dead in the dressing room. Just like scrape me off the ground. I went into stores. I said, I can't keep trying on. I'm so hot.
Have you been to the Burlington Coat Factory in
the city? No.
I firmly believe that if hell exists, it is the Burlington Coat Factory in Manhattan.
Okay, I believe that. The one by 23rd? Yes. Ooh, yeah, that's, yeah.
It is the absolute, and I swear to God, it was a 12-year-old that was the cashier last time I was there. It was like,
oh God.
It looks like if a bunch of neighbors were like, let's have a big garage sale together.
Yeah.
But then they started fighting in the morning when they were setting up. Okay. So everything is just everywhere. Everyone's annoyed and mad. There's not enough employees, and the ones that are working there despise anyone that's entered.
Isn't that wild, the attitudes of people? Like at Bloomingdale's, I was like, oh, and everyone at Bloomingdale's, like every salesperson was so snooty and mean. And I was like, can they smell I'm poor? Because it was like, they literally would be like, hi. Are you lost, little girl? And I was like, fucking Jesus. Like, then you go to like Zara and they try to avoid eye contact as if it's the plague. You're like, hi, excuse me. They're like, what? What now? You're just like, fuck me. I don't know. Who's here to help?
Like, there's usually not even, maybe there'll be one employee who's like,
yeah,
the assistant manager.
who's
still trying to like prove themselves.
Yeah.
And is like, nice. But then you come in the next time and they've been beaten down by the system.
Yeah, they're gone. There's no light in their eyes.
And they're with the rest.
Exactly.
It's a nightmare. Let me tell you that. There's a Dwayne Reed by my house that I'm like, every time I go in there, I'm like, are there cameras? Is this a prank show? Like, is this literally like a jury duty-esque prank show where I'm supposed to maintain being a nice person, even though everyone that works here, you would think I walked into their apartment and was trying to steal their prescriptions.
It's the hostility. I'm literally like, wow. I don't know. I'm like, is it Abercrombie training back in the day where they're like, be mean to customers so they think you're cool? I'm like, what's going on?
It's like,
and I actually went into Abercrombie because everyone's been talking about how they have a really good like jean selection. I walked in. I said, I can't do this. I cannot do this. I understand the appeal of shopping online now, even though I find it such a fucking hassle because like I always have to return. So it just makes it a trip anyway. But I guess that's the beast of it all, because I can't imagine doing it. Like, it's just wild. And everyone was really just in a bad place everywhere I went, practically.
I feel like we should.
This one place was burning incense that smelled like burnt toast. I said, I'm having a stroke. They said, oh, we burnt something earlier. I said, what caught fire? They're like, I think incense. I said, that should smell good. Yeah, like I was like, okay, it's just nobody. And summer, it would be different if I didn't have to go summer shopping because a lot of my clothes don't fit. And I said, I really need clothes so I can feel good this summer. And the store said, not this year, girl.
It's
not this year unless you want to be a beige hoe.
It's and then don't get me started on a makeup store. Where in a makeup store,
do it.
They say,
oh,
okay, we've seen this. We've seen what you're talking about here. And we're going to go full throttle in the opposite direction that you are going to think that our employees all want to fuck you.
Yeah, Sephora, it's like you're actually being chased through a meadow. You go into one aisle, there's 18 girls assigned. They're like,
every
hello,
single one
what
of
are you
them. Can I help you? Can I color match for you? Every
Can I help
single
you?
One.
Do you want eyebrow help? Yeah, just coming at me.
I went, I got
with,
like,
you know,
a couple of things, and the cashier was like, did you find everything, whatever? And I was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, did someone help you find
who helped
today?
You?
And I was like, oh, yeah. And they were like, who was it? And I was like, I don't fucking know. There was 400 people.
That's the most triggering time where they're like, who? And you're like, oh,
it's like that girl.
The girl with the hair. It's like, what color?
Suzanne hair? What kind, or
describe
Suzanne.
Her. You're like, I don't want to play. Like, I actually kind of plain now. Looking. I mean, sometimes I try to remember their name, but half the time I say no, thank you. I really do. Just because, and I got myself really nice makeup this last time.
Okay. That's good.
I got myself like a really fun eye palette because I think I'm about to be fun with makeup.
Fun.
Okay. If I'm going to be wearing beige. But then last night it was funny because I wore it during the day. But last night, I guess I rubbed my eyes. It looked like I'd gone to a rave on my face. It was like there was just sparkles everywhere. And I went, I see the downside. I do. I see the downside. Yeah,
well,
I did.
We can fix that.
Yeah, maybe you can help me. Wait till I show you when I actually see you in person again.
You A, can't rub your eyes, but B, yeah. Have to use a setting spray.
Oh, I have a setting spray. I always forget to use it.
Primer and setting spray are the most important phases of doing your makeup, in my opinion.
Okay, see, you're very good. I do forget a lot of the like rule, you know, like I didn't wear makeup a lot during the pandemic. I just kind of retired my face. And then as I've been getting more into fashion, I just said, well, I can't do two at the same time. And now I think I'm finally ready to do makeup, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. But it's just figuring that out. But yeah, Sephora is a night. It really is. It's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on every aisle and everyone's brand loyal, but then your brands change. Like I'm so upset, honestly. What's it called? I meant, shoot. What's the tattoo girl called? The tattoo, like, lip liner?
Oh, Kat Von D.
Kat Von D. I loved her makeup, and it's completely changed since she sold it.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's completely changed. It's just such a bummer. I'm like, gosh. And then it's like, do you do that thing where you buy it? You know, makeup, you can start hoarding because you're like, God, when I lose this lipstick, which inevitably I will, because somebody will change it and say it's done now. And you're like, but that's my shade.
They're like, oh, we actually don't have black anymore. We have tuxedo, noir.
Yeah.
Or dirt.
I'm yeah, like, dirt. Well, which one's and they're black? Like, oh, we changed
well,
the formula.
Tuxedo's a little more black, but it also has some gray undertones. And I'm like, what?
I don't want that.
Just what?
This I don't
is
want
the
that.
Problem with people, too many people working in an office.
Too many cooks
too
in
many
the kitchen.
Too many cooks in the kitchen where they just come up with things.
I know.
It was like when I worked at the restaurant, there's like eight owners of the restaurant group. And so they'd be like, we're going to start using Tommy Lillo. It's a online software that helps organize XYZ. And then everyone learns that. And then they're like, oh, we're going to switch to Monday.com because everybody uses. Yeah. It's the same thing as where we used to work, where I'm like,
I know.
You just I create know. Things to do.
Yeah. It's like, now we're going to have a system so that I can check your system and you have to system the system. And if no one's systems, then
we're
we don't
have
to a system.
Systemize.
And that's the system. Yeah. It's like, fuck me.
And then they're like, we couldn't help but notice
and
that
honestly,
you didn't
it's,
use
it's
the
for-
system.
I know. It's for micromanagers too. It's for people to be like, that way I can track and I don't have to ask you. And I go, just ask me.
What are you tracking?
Just ask. I don't like that. What are you tracking?
Like, shut up.
When I worked at that tech toy company, they had this stupid system where the idea is they would like also time you. So it's like you had to scan the thing. And then they would time you to be like, we know how many orders you do. We know how fast generally you go. We track you. And it's like, get off my back. Track me.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You're going to track my 20-minute bathroom breaks too?
You should kill yourself, honestly. If you have the time to track how long it takes me to do an assignment, you have long enough to do the assignment yourself.
Yeah, you want me to go slower? Track my progress. I dare you.
Yeah, now I want to lower my time.
I dare you. God, it makes me so angry. Literally, and when I used to be an editor, and a lot of times when you are finishing an edit, the clients sit behind you and watch. And I would always be like, I will take notes and get back to you. What I'm not going to do is have you watch me. It makes me sick. Makes me sick.
It's also like, yeah, I don't, I'm thinking. So I'm thinking I'm going to hit this, then this. And yeah, you right. don't know how to do that. So you're just going to tell me why aren't you hitting that? And it's like, I'm getting to that. But to do that, I have to do these other things first, you dumbass.
Right. I'm doing my system. How about I sit behind you while you work?
I think.
Insane. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Losing it. People are losing it. It's not
common decency is out the window. It's every man for themselves out there on the street. I'll tell you that.
Truly. And I was just telling you, my grocery store, the audacity.
Grocery store.
Nuts are $15. Nuts are $15. Eggs are a solid $7. And I'm going, what's going on?
You try to get a pound of chicken these days?
Good luck.
It's cheaper to open a Boston Market franchise than it is to cook a dinner for your family of four. I can imagine. I wouldn't know, but
I can't imagine. Yeah, a family of four. I really can't imagine.
I'll be like, let me get groceries. I'll cook myself something. And I'm like, this bill is the same as if I got one to Olive
Garden. Like a 20. You're like, I can't exist for less than $50 a day. I mean, I really can't.
Bare minimum. If you step out of your door in this city, it's college tuition.
Good luck. There's a ticket. There's a ticket, honey.
You got to pay the troll toll.
Yeah, it's like you got to pay the piper, and it's oh my, it's Lord, it's, you know, it's a lot.
Too much.
Shoes in the city. You know, it's hard to find a good shoe because you ruin shoes and every shoe's a shoe. And next thing you know, gesundheit, you've lost a pair of shoes.
I haven't found a good pair of shoes in a decade.
Isn't that funny? It's like shoes are hard to find.
Hard. And then I don't like them.
I don't like them. I'm looking around places. And, you know, the worst part is when you try them on the store and I say out loud, I go, wow. These are really comfortable. And then the next day I put them on, I walk more than, you know, a few blocks and I go, oh, wait a sec. I'm bleeding.
Or I'm like, oh, these are so amazing. Perfect. Found the perfect shoe. Yeah. Can I get these in a size 13? Right. We don't have them in a size 13. I'm like, can we get a shout out?
Why not?
I was trying to shop last night online on ASOS.com.
Where assist? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sort by size. I'm like, okay, this is cute. Let me click on this.
Yeah.
Not available. Why are we allowing people to click on the sold out merchandise?
It's rude. It's like they're trying to, and by the way, what I hate now about like H&M and Zara, all of a sudden you're walking around, I pick up a skirt, it's $500. I said, hello? They go, oh, yeah, H&M, now we have some high-end pieces.
Why am I buying high-end at H&M?
Why?
Why are we adding high-end pieces to H&M? They're like, well, fast fashion is ruining the world. So now we're taking a couple of the people who work at the fast fashion factory over to a different factory to use slightly higher materials and to charge 400 times. I don't think so.
Wild. I went, H&M, look in the mirror. Remember who you are. Stop trying. You can't be two different people. You really can't. You have to choose who you are, what your brand is.
Just be Walmart.
And then stick with it.
It works for Walmart. Walmart has never tried to be Target.
No. Okay,
Walmart. And let me tell you something. Walmart, whilst no moral fiber, and I'm sure that they are terrible for the world, at least they are not trying to charge me an arm and a leg for something that should cost me a finger. You know what I'm saying?
A finger. I do know what you're saying. There are a few stores in Brooklyn that I found recently. You have to go deep, but it's like I was buying shirts there for like $4. And I said, how refreshing. Because I go to Buffalo Exchange. I go to get a t-shirt. It's $25. I said, is this new? Do thrift stores now think that you're inventing a shirt? You bought it from Cindy, who wore it for 4 years, $25?
It's too many rich people thrift now.
That's
what it is. People that thrift stores were made for can no longer shop at thrift stores.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's wild. Thrift stores don't remember that they're thrifting. I'm like, if this is as much as H&M, why are we and there's H&M products in the thrift stores for $20. I said, H&M doesn't appreciate, okay? You drive it off the lot, half price already.
Half. It's like a car.
Come on. And then if you wear it two times, it's got to be a quarter of the value. That's how it works.
It's like how quinoa, when quinoa was first quinoa. A thing, okay? So say we're in Peru where one of the main exporters of quinoa, and the locals love quinoa. It's free. It's cheap. Sure, it's easy. Sure. It's what cheap, we do. But then the rich people are like, we love this.
Here we go.
So now the people in Peru can't afford to eat the quinoa because they have to send it back overseas to Miss Tammy in her Manhattan penthouse because she likes quinoa. It's the same thing is happening to thrift stores, in my opinion.
I agree. I think that's what's happening. It's really kind of wild in the city. It's like, it's just crazy.
I think we should take a class on tailoring.
I would love
Imagine if we knew how to tailor our own clothes.
I do have a tailor by me named Julie.
Oh, you love your
Shout
tailor.
Out to Julie. I do love my tailor, and she's really good prices. So, I mean, if you need anything tailored, I'd recommend you just bring it, and we'll go to Julie. She's really great.
See, I'm not going to buy anything I need tailored because I'm like, I don't buy expensive
clothes. I do that now on purpose.
Ever.
But it's not even expensive. It's like I'll go to a place, and I'll really like the jeans, but they're too big, you know? So I'm like, oh, I'll just take it to Julie, and she'll make it fit me perfectly. Great.
I'm like, yeah.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
It doesn't have to necessarily be an expensive piece that's tailored. It can be like anything can be tailored. And then honestly, it looks more expensive and it fits you better.
Well, yeah, I would love
that's the
tailored clothes. You know, I haven't been excited honestly, about an outfit I've worn in a year.
Can we go shopping?
We can. Shopping. It's not. I'll tell you
what.
It's not easy.
Well, I get that. It's hard.
I have an odd body. It's hard to find anything that fits my body correctly. And then I'll be like, oh, it fits. Next day, it doesn't fit.
I get it. I mean, listen, I think everybody has an odd body, especially if you, it's like fashion sometimes just, you know, thinks of the kind of flagpole body. So if you have anything that moves and grooves and bounces, the flag, it's like it's gonna fall different. I can't tell you, when I was younger, I was into really boho stuff, so I loved any dress that was for a flat-chested woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it was a dress that looked stunning on someone with very little tits, I said I want that to look stunning on me. And then I always would try it on and go, what happened?
Oh yeah, here's my thing.
So it's just, yeah,
if you are someone of that body type, if you have a thin body type, naturally thin,
you're listening and you're thin,
and you dress poorly,
that's on shame on you.
Shame,
shame
on you.
Shame on
I
you.
I have no patience for a thin person who can't dress, because the options are everywhere.
Endless.
Endless.
I know. I know. Especially when you go to thrift stores or vintage places, I'm always like, God, if I were a size 2, it'd be over.
If I could wear
for all y'all
and like go to any thrift store and find multiple fur coats that look amazing on me.
I know.
And I choose to wear a Columbia fleece jacket out and about.
I know.
Get it together, girl.
It's humiliating. Get it together. Are you looking for a fur coat? That's so fun.
No, I'm not. But just point of reference.
Oh, but that's the point. Right, point of reference.
It is June,
yeah. No,
so
I hear
not really
you.
In the market for fur right now.
Every time I, right, well, they're on sale. Every time I look at jean shorts too, I'm like, God, there are so many cute pieces if you're a teeny little person.
Oh.
That's the thing. We need more designers that are like, I just can't imagine the fashion industry is easy or fun or even makes any financial sense. And it's like, what do you do?
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I wouldn't either. That's the thing.
I have been wanting to get a new couch. I don't know where to buy a new couch.
Ooh, I love a new couch. One of my goals, once I get a new apartment, have you heard of Joybird?
Yes, but I'm not sure what it is.
I think it's what I'm talking about. To me, it's my dream couch. They like the colors are gorgeous. Look. I mean, oh my God. Look at that gorgeous couch.
Hold on. I'm looking at the website.
Oh, okay. Well, and you know what, Joybird, if you're listening, we could do ads for you. I really would do a stunning ad for them. Look at this Joybird. Oh my God. The colors, the sectionals. It's very build your own. Some of them look like full on beds. Do we think it's which like, is what I'm
yeah,
going
I'm
for.
Like, I need a deep couch.
That's the thing. I want to lie down and pass out. Good night.
Because I hate and when to like me, a shitty couch. No.
Good night. No, that's not for me. It's like, no, I'll never do that to myself again. Yeah, they always like, look at this. Look how big the the part that comes out is.
Can the ottoman part?
It's yeah, like that's what I want. I want part of the couch where you lie down. That's where I'm living the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's me. Good night.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Good night. That's all I want. I just think it's really a stunning thing. If anybody has a really great couch and people like, I want deep, fluffy.
Yeah.
I want
deep,
it to be like
fluffy and leather.
Oh wait. Oh, leather. Interesting.
I want leather.
Why leather? That's
I love a leather couch.
You do love a leather couch.
Yeah.
My dad did. Okay. I mean, leather, that's its own choice. I like a soft fabric.
I like leather because
and I like to color. It's easy to clean.
Easy to clean.
Yeah.
And the dog and stuff.
Cold generally. Yeah.
I don't know. I like leather. I like the smell. It feels wealthy.
Yeah, I hear you. I see you. I want a Joybird couch. That's all I want.
I wonder if they have leather.
That's all I want.
You know, like soft leather?
They might. I think it's custom. Yeah, I do know. Butter? Like yeah. Butter. Like butter. Good night. You go, good night. I'm going to bed. Good night. That's what I want. I want to go. I've never fallen asleep on my couch.
I want a couch that I can be like, that's sad. Yeah, that's my couch.
Exactly.
The couch now, I'm like, this feels like the common room in a dorm.
Oh, yeah. That we can't have that. We can't have that. Now that I think about it, I'm like, your couch and your bed, you should probably spend the most money on.
I want a new bed, too. New mattress. I want the whole nine. You know what I'm sick of? Mattresses that come in a fucking box. Let me tell you.
I know. But have you ever gone to a mattress store? Talk about salesman. Now that's a wild ride.
Well, that I'm like, mattress store? What year is this? I can't go into a fucking mattress store. I feel like mattress stores are drug covers.
I know, me too. But then how do you find a mattress?
I haven't.
If it's not coming in a box and you're not going to a store? Oh, that's the thing.
Casper, I think, is
good, isn't it?
Comes in a box.
Or no. Oh, it comes in a box, right?
I don't want memory foam.
Memory foam. What do you want? I don't know what I want. What's a good mattress?
You know when you're like at your rich friend's house and their parents are out of town?
Yeah.
And the bed is like an amazing pillow top, yes. Like kind of thing. That's what I
yes.
want.
I believe my parents paid like $15,000 or something insane for, because my mom is like a mattress whore. She'll whore out. She's like, this is it.
Yeah.
She really loves her sleep. But the mattress that splits so that like the legs go up and like it can be different cool settings. But then, so they spend all this money on the mattress. And then my mom's like, I don't like the mattress. And my dad's like, yes, you do. We spent $15,000. You love this mattress. You wanted it. And they had an agreement that like after 6 months or something, if they didn't like it, they would get another one because, you know.
Yeah.
And they got rid of it. My dad sold it on like Facebook Marketplace and like was so sad because he was like, oh.
Was it nice? Was it comfortable?
Spent so much money. Well, I don't think it was comfortable. That's the thing. It's like they spent all this money, but I don't actually think it was a comfortable mattress.
What are Sleep Number beds like?
I think that's what it was. I think it was a Sleep Number bed. I think generally they love their Sleep Number bed. They just didn't like the one that they got that was like the split mattress that did all this stuff. They didn't need it to be that fancy. But it's nice if you can have different comfort. Like some people like their bed hard, some people like it soft, and I think that you can change the setting.
I like it harder. I need a harder bed.
I see that for you.
That's why I don't like them. What does that mean?
It means, well, before you said anything, I said Chris likes a hard.
It's
mattress.
A fat person.
Everybody
thing.
Knows that. No, everybody knows. Listening, they said Chris is gonna like you have a hard mattress vibe. You like the woods.
I don't think that I dislike soft things.
You like leather. Leather. It's like you like that type of feel. You like pain.
I do like comfort.
Yeah. Okay.
I just a memory foam. Like what? I don't like a bed that holds the shape. Do you know what I mean? Like when I get up to pee and saying. I come back, I don't want to fall into the crick that I made before.
Yeah, and I think that's actually like a bigger person. Like when I see that, I go, "Did it dent because of my weight? Why is there a dent?" Yeah. Like I'm immediately defensive. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and the answer is yes. So if you're making a dent, right. Imagine the dent I'm making.
That's what I'm saying. I'm very upset by that. I don't know if I could handle it.
And then
it,
the
you
dog
know? And then if
sleeps
it's like,
in the
I
bed,
look at,
I come back, the dog has rolled into the hole that I made.
Can't get out. Can't get
I'm
out.
Trying to
the
like
dog's
push
screaming.
Him out. He's every time I go to pee, it's like saving someone from a creek.
Saving Private Ryan in the bed. It's like I'm in a war movie.
But where's
now.
Tom Hanks?
I never signed
it's
up
like
for
Saving
that.
Private Ryan. Exactly. Only he dies at the end. I haven't seen it. Does he die?
I actually just watched it, and Tom Hanks does die. Yeah, spoiler.
But does he save Private Ryan?
He does. He does.
Does Private Ryan live?
He does.
What's the point?
He does. Of the movie?
Yeah.
He saved Private Ryan.
Why did Private Ryan deserve to live over Tom Hanks?
Well, and that's a really great question. So the initial... Okay, I guess this is a spoiler, but
the
initial...
movie's been out for 30 years. I think it's okay.
Yeah, it really has. So at the beginning of the movie, they are getting together letters to send to families, and they're like, oh no, this mother lost three of her sons in the war. Three of her sons have died, and there's a fourth. They're like, we have to get Private Ryan. We have to get the son home because she's already lost three of her children.
Yeah. That.
So that's... Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Oh, I just watched The Sixth Sense.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really? I've been... My roommate and I were like, let's watch all of M. Night Shyamalan's movies. Because...
That's so fun. I'm jealous. Did you watch Split?
No. We haven't done them all.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it sounds dumb. He's bad. M. Night Shyamalan is not good.
Well, he's always got a twist, though, and I do love a
twist. The
twist
at the end of Sixth Sense is unparalleled.
Donnie, unparalleled.
Sixth Sense is so good that everything after it, people gave him a license because he was Oscar nominated for this movie so many times that he came out with movies like, what was the one that, The Happening, terrible. The Visit, even worse. The Visit was one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time.
What's that about?
It's supposed to be Catherine Hahn is a mother who has like a 16-year-old and like a 10-year-old. And she left home when she was 19 and hasn't talked to her parents ever again. So it's supposed to be 19 years since she's talked to her parents. And so then her parents contact her because they want to meet her children. And so she lets her children take the train to their country house for 2 weeks to visit them, even though they've never met them. And they call, like, immediately they're calling the grandparents Nana and Pop Pop. I'm like, you don't even know these fucking people. The kids are so annoying. But the worst part is it's supposed to be told all through the lens that the 15-year-old girl is making a documentary about this. And they shoot the whole thing that way.
Ugh.
So it looks like a 15-year-old's...
Like a shitty,
And I'm like, girl, no. And the twist was there, but not...
What is it?
So, do you want to know? I'll spoil it.
Yeah. Today's episode is called Movie Spoilers.
So basically, it's like, when they first get there, the grandparents are like, bedtime's at 9:30, and it's really important. Like, we're old. We have to go to bed at 9:30. But then at like 9:30 exactly, they start like they just hear like crazy shit going on in the house. Basically, at like nighttime, the mom, they say, or the grandmother has like a disorder where she sleepwalks, but she falls to the ground and runs on all fours like a demon through the house the whole night.
Oh, my God.
And then...
What a disorder.
And the grandfather also has, like, insane things. And they find, like, a bunch of, like, used diapers in the shed that are, like, the grandfather's. And then they find, like, She walks in on both of them almost killing themselves, like right in a row. And then she's like, what's going on? They're like, nothing, it's fine. And then like the grandmother's watching TV and laughing hysterically. And the girl's like, I'm going to go in and check on grandma watching her favorite show. She walks in and grandma's just sitting in a rocking chair, staring at the wall, laughing hysterically at nothing.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I have to laugh to keep the blues at bay. And then like tries killing herself with a scarf. And so then they contact the mom and they're like, you need to come get us. Like, it's really weird. Grandma and grandpa are really weird.
I think I did see that clip like on TikTok. They're like on the computer Skyping. Yes. Okay. And then what happens?
She's like, well, where are they right now? And they're like, they're right outside the window, like talking by the chicken coop. And she like, they like show her like on Skype. And then she's like, those are not your grandparents. And they're like, what? And she's like, that is not your grandma and grandpa. Have those been the people you've been with this whole time? And they were like, yeah. And basically, like, they asked the mom why they aren't talking anymore. And the mom is like, it's not my story to tell. But, like, if they want to tell you, I'm okay with it. So every time they ask them about it, they, like, freak out. And then it's like, oh, because they don't know the story because it's not
right
them. And so then they're like, don't go in the basement. It has black mold. So then, of course, the daughter like goes in the basement and finds that her grandparents have been killed. And then she also finds insane asylum jumpsuits. And it's supposed to be that the real grandparents volunteered at this insane asylum for years and would talk about how, like, talk about the grandkids and stuff. And so then these crazy old people who got out of this insane asylum have taken over the lives of these people. But they're trying to kill the kids in the last day. It's like a whole, the son is like trying to be a rapper.
No, it sounds kind of good.
I'm giving it more credit than it deserves.
Okay.
It would have been good had it not been shot the way it was.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I wonder why they
It was like hard to watch.
Yeah, it makes you sick, documentary type things that get scary because it's like, oh my God, the camera is bopping around and I'm going to blow chunks. Yeah.
Sixth Sense, though, tens across the board.
Yeah. Wow. Misha Barton, famously.
Only very little. She has like two lines.
I know, but it's still exciting.
I thought you said you never saw it.
Good to see her. Maybe I did see it, or I've seen so many clips.
Do you want to know the twist at the end of that?
I got obsessed with it at one point. I do know the twist of that one.
I forgot.
He actually, oh.
Yeah, that he's dead the whole time.
He's dead, yeah.
He dies right at the very beginning.
And the little guy, that's why you can see him and talk to him.
But it's also,
and that's really cool. I love movies that you can watch again and you go, wow, no one else ever talked to him.
Yeah, but also
no one
I'm
else
like,
was ever facing
what a terrible
him.
Boyfriend you must have always been if True. You didn't think it was odd that your wife never responded to what you said or
yeah,
did.
He's like, oh, she's
she
so
literally
mad.
Completely ignored you forever. And you're just like, babe,
ugh, she's angry. She'll get over it.
Good. That's a good one, though. The Happening is
that
absolutely
is a good
terrible.
One. Have you ever seen
also?
Oh, what's that one about?
With Zooey Deschanel and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh!
It's supposed to be that the plants release a toxic gas that make you kill yourself.
Oh.
And it's like a pandemic.
of people killing
But it's
themselves?
Like they only release it if there's more than a few people standing in a crowd. The nearest plant will release a gas to kill them because of global warming.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Have you ever seen The Ward?
I don't think so.
That's a good one. I loved that movie.
What is it about?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's about this girl who goes to an insane asylum. And they're the whole time they're like, somebody's killing people. Like, some of the girls go missing. You're like, what's going on? And then the twist, which is a great twist, is that actually all the people that we thought like all the girls that we thought were there were just like her multiple personalities.
You love multiple personalities.
I love multiple personalities.
I don't.
I think it's such an it is a gimmick, but it's so freaking cool.
Have you seen the Law and Order with Cynthia Nixon?
I've seen, I haven't seen the full thing. I've just seen a bunch of clips.
You have to watch that.
I gotta watch it. It's yeah, that's it's multiple
personalities.
I know. It's really stunning. They use that in a lot of like Law and Orders or detective shows, you know?
There's this person on TikTok that like says they have that.
Oh.
But I don't believe it. Because they like, were they, like, well, today that's... I'm going to try to get Susan to be to front. So I'm going to do my hair like how Susan likes it. And I'm going to do all of these things to try to get Susan to come out and be the, me today. It's yeah. like, I'm like, I don't think that's how that works, right?
I don't think so. It's a very, very, I think...
shockingly rare.
It's rare. It's shocking. It's like very misunderstood and difficult because, you know, with any mental illness, it's hard to see it or believe it or prove it. It's like, you know, and most of the time, I think it starts if you have essentially a lot of trauma as a child. Yeah. And can't
because it like your body like I think breaks off to like save yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Your brain protects you by which I think is what's so incredible and fascinating about it. Have you ever seen the movie Sybil? The OG?
No, but I.
That's a good time.
I would watch it.
I think that you should. I remember when I first watched it, I literally was like, goodbye, old world. This is stunning.
I love a good horror these days. I have to be honest.
I know. That is fun. A good horror can be so fun.
I was talking to someone recently and they were like, are you like a horror buff? And I was like, honestly, yeah, like kind of.
I guess. Yeah. You love Scream, you said.
Live for it.
Live for it. Yeah. So a good horror movie is so fun. And I personally love to watch a horror movie someone else has seen before so they can tell me when the scary parts are coming.
I'm the worst person to watch a movie with, but... except for like with you, I like talk throughout all movies.
Oh, and I love that. Things, I know. Especially ask questions. Scary. Yeah. Me too. Me too.
My dad hates it. Like if I'm watching something with my dad, I'll literally start saying one sentence and he'll be like, I thought you said you wanted to watch this. And I'm like, I did. I was just he'd be like, then let's watch it.
Tim will pause it. He'll be like, you can ask a question, just let's pause it. I'm like, okay, I was just gonna like,
I'm like, no, you don't have to pause like it to it's pause just
it. Yeah,
I still stand by the idea that we should do some kind of thing where it's a Lifetime movie on silent and we narrate the entire thing.
I think we should do that. Would you guys watch that if we did that on like Patreon or something?
We'd have to figure out how to do it though.
I can figure
it almost
out.
Like we should do it at like a live show where we can play the movie on a screen and sit on the stage.
That what an incredible experience. It has to be a movie neither of us have seen before.
Yes.
That's so fun.
I think that's such a fun idea.
Okay, that's our live show.
Because I love it.
Me too.
And I already do it.
If you
even with like I'll watch movies by myself and I say things out loud. It's yeah.
Me too. You guys, if you love that, write a review telling us you love it and that you'll come to that show. I think it'll be stunning.
I think it will be too.
We'll start with a dance and a song. Then we'll go into the movie with a dance and a song break. And then back to the movie and end with a song and a dance.
It's a lot of choreography.
Yeah. And then at the end, we'll actually come back out as fake directors of the movie and answer
and
questions.
Do a talk back.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's fun to me. Yeah, I love that. Okay, let's do that.
All right, guys.
Oh, what a beautiful
day.
We
love you.
Love you, guys.
So, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.